This is topic 5, and we'll discuss the 7th principle of coaching effectiveness, the principle of balanced preparation. Sport performances are affected by a multitude of factors, and in particular by a number of sport sciences. No longer can a coach only concentrate on the physiology of training and expect to enhance performance maximally. No longer can one seek the simple, single ingredient or answer that produces a champion. These are myths. An athlete is a holistic individual, and every aspect of that individual has to be coached so that it performs in an athletic contest to its maximum potential. To deny coaching all the aspects of an athlete is to shortchange that athlete from achieving their potential for performance. So, a balanced preparation in practical terms means that a coach has to be as much a biomechanist, a psychologist, as they are a physiologist. To emphasize one aspect over another, no matter what the sport, would be a coaching error and would limit the performance of athletes. The implications of the principle of balanced preparation are several. The first is that training and coaching must integrate biomechanics, physiology, and psychology. To emphasize one over the other in a consistent fashion is an ignorant procedure. The content of programs must emphasize the aspects of each sports science. Therefore, the content of training and coaching will be vastly different to that which is witnessed in most sports today. Because a coach has only been trained in exercise physiology does not mean that that coach cannot work in his or her own time and develop expertise in biomechanics and psychology as they pertain to the sport that they are involved in and the competitive and training situations that are entailed. Generally, coaching programs need to be reoriented because coaches tend to favor one sports science over another and make all interpretations of all the phenomena and behaviors that occur in the sport on the basis of that limited knowledge. That is a guaranteed recipe for failure and for inefficient and ineffective coaching. Coaches who consistently emphasize only part of the knowledge base of human performance will cost their athletes performance potential. However, there are often cases, and will always be cases, where some individual athletes will survive and excel despite the coaching to which they are subjected. The principle of balanced preparation requires the coach to coach holistically all important elements in the athlete rather than a limited subset. This completes the discussion of the 7 principles that propose directions for future change as individual coaches, for coaches' associations, and for national sports organizations. These principles will govern coaching effectiveness. This completes topic 5.